Hey, thank you for joining our podcast today.
We will be talking about the struggles of a single mom and our own experience. Our names are
Carla,
Ashley, and
Daniela. So when I was much younger, my mom raised me with so much respect, and maybe Ashley's and Carla's can relate to this because they also got raised with respect, just like me. This made me the teenager slash the woman I am today because I had such a hard-working role model in my life that also played both roles for me, which was being a mom and at the same time a dad. I think single moms and dads go through so much and still put a smile for their kids even when they are sick, when in reality they can be struggling with money trying to raise their kids. Me as a little girl seeing that would think like, oh, it was just butterflies and sunshines. But now I think about it and it was nothing like that. But my mom kept being strong for me and my siblings. Something I asked my mom was how she would do it. She said, mija, era muy, muy duro. Mucho esfuerzo para, pero lo hice por ustedes, que son mis hijos y mi responsabilidad. In English means daughter. It's so hard and difficult, but I did what I did for you because you guys are my kids and my responsibility. She also told me a saying that says, al final del túnel siempre hay una luz. In English means at the end of the tunnel, there's always a light. This was my only and short brief part from my experience. Would you like to add something from your experience, Ashley?
Yes, I'll be talking about me being raised by a single mom. When I was small, my parents separated. I didn't feel anything because my mom and I would always be together since I was little. My mom really struggled finding us another home since rents were too pricey for what she could afford. My mom, my sister, and I went through more than one household until we finally found a stable home. Growing up, in order for my mom to pay the bills and feed my sister and me, she would do overtime. I still remember when my mom would pick me up from school, take me to her work, she would always tell me, Ashley, stay there and don't be messing around. She would also tell my sister. Since my mom would come out really late, I would sleep on top of boxes. My sister would sleep under the table. It was really stressful for my mom, but she did everything for her daughters. Even though my mom works a lot, she is always watching me so that I don't go into a wrong path. She always educated me to be someone good in life. Even after all my mom has been through with me and my sister, my mom always finds the best out of things. Overall, I learned that life isn't easy. Now, I'll let Carla talk about her experience being raised by a single mom.
My experience was I grew up in a small apartment with just my mom and My dad and my mom got separated when I was about to turn two. My mom struggled after he left. One of the struggles my mom had was finding me a babysitter to take care of me. For my mom to feed me and herself, she had to get an EBT card, but the card would only last for a little. One of the challenges we had to go through was my mom being able to play both roles as a parent. Something me and my mom got out of this was that our bond is closer than it ever has been. Because when I was younger, me and my mom would hardly see each other since she had a full-time job and I would be at school almost the whole day. I would also stay after school, but sometimes she couldn't pick me up, so she would send my uncle or my cousin to pick me up. One quote my mom told me is, si miras mucho atrás, ninguna parte llegarás. Which in English, this means, if you look more behind, you won't end up anywhere. Thank you, guys.
For listening
to our podcast.
At the end of the day,
all moms are strong.
No matter what gets in their way.